Week 4 Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZ8, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Grant Profit alongside head coach of the Lady Thunder of Nemaha Central, Haddon Hilchin. It's been a couple of games since the last time we spoke. It's also been a four-game winning streak now for Nemaha Central. Big wins over Jefferson West, Auburn, Johnson, Brock in the Nemaha County Shootout. And then also the win over Sabetha this week on Tuesday, 48-20. Coach, what can you tell me about these last couple of games for you and getting on this hot streak?
It's been fun. We've played a lot of good basketball. Defensively, we've been really good, for the most part, except for maybe that fourth quarter versus Johnson Brock when they got hot from, the 3-point line. But we've been really dialed in defensively, making things really, really tough on other teams' offense. We held Jeff West to, really 20 points through 3.5 quarters, and they scored the last 11 points of the game there. So, really good defensive effort from on a really good offensive team. And then we've been really good from there on out defensively and offensively. We've hit some timely shots. We've got hot from the 3-point line at times, but have done a good job distributing the ball to everyone's had a part. We've had Liza Leaguer versus our Nemaha County Shootout in those two games led us in scoring, come off the bench both games and gave us a spark. So we got a lot of girls who are really stepping up and getting better each and every game.
We talked about the games. Let's talk about the winter break in general. I know you did take on two teams during it, but what about the practices? I mean, how did you kind of assess that winter break and, what kind of things came out of it here positively for your team entering 2026?
The first two practices come back. We're a little rough coming off of an 8-day break, so getting back into the grind was a little tough. And then you got to turn around and play two games back to back. But after that, we've really taken it to another level. Really proud of how the girls have really grinded in practice. They've had great attitudes. The effort has been there for every single minute, and they've wanted to get better. There's even times where they want to stop and start a drill over because it's not meeting their expectations. And that's what we want. That's how, good teams become great. And that's what we're striving to do.
Well, trying to continue this winning streak, again, a four-game winning streak, you have a chance to extend it on Friday against Prairie La Compton and even maybe next Tuesday against the Royal Valley Panthers. What are some keys here for these upcoming Big East games?
It's never easy to go on the road in conference play. And we go to our, longest kind of road trips of the year for the most part. Perry's much improved. Coach Franzita has them playing really hard down there. They play, they play a full 32 minutes, and they play hard, and they push the ball, so we're going to have to get back in transition and really defend a 3-point line against them. And then Royal Valley has two dynamic players in Wawasik and Miller, so we really got to defend them really well, not let them get hot offensively, because them two can go win a basketball game at any time. So another great challenge, or two challenges, and two that we will prepare for and be ready for when they come.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you for jumping in here and joining us for week number 4 of Locker Room Chats, and good luck here on your upcoming games.
All right, appreciate it.
That was head coach Haddon Hilchin of the Lady Thunder for Nemaha Central. Upcoming on the schedule for Nemaha Central, it's Prairie La Compton on Friday. Next Tuesday, it's Royal Valley. This Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Upcoming after this break, we'll talk to John Thomas of the Boys.